And see, the thing with going to doing hair, like you said. Hey, I'm finna start getting them nigga weeds. What you talking about?
Hell yeah, my hair will be a different color every day.
Froze. I'm finna get that little braid shit.
And my dreads one day.
Low key. Bro, that shit, ever since Omarion did that shit, niggas took that and ran.
Niggas tweaking. I'm gonna have dreads. I'm gonna have to.
Well, that's
no, but Omarion was the first nigga that I saw really do that shit.
The red hair shit?
No, the braiding and shit. And getting shaved.
Bro, I'm doing it all. Like, one day I'm going to have that. The next day I'm going to have full dreads.
I
can
picture you with,
next day, with
the braids and the shredded hair.
Damn, I'm going to try to find. Like,
all little, I know you
get a little weird cap fade, and like a bald head.
Like, I don't know, that's what
I'm gonna do. Taper. So once I start going bald in the middle, I'm just gonna grow dreads on the sides and wear hats all the time. You can never tell.
You gonna be on your fatty shit?
Yeah.
But you can wear wigs. Like, that's the thing. Women have it. They clothes is cheap. They shoes are cheap. They like they could cut their hair off and get long hair the next day. Super. It's not bro, if I was a woman on a fashion tip, bro.
We have a lot of options.
Fashion overfits.
Hey, fashion over men is hollering.
Nigga, you sipping a shot?
No, it was a little bit left in there.
You didn't finish it?
That's what I thought I did. But never mind. I thought I did. All right,
let's get into this.
You go to a store, the men's department is this big. The women's department is the whole fucking store. Yeah. I just said fucking Marshall's the other day.
You ready?
I'm all right. I've been recording.
Uh-oh. Oh. Yo, yo, yo.
This one is technically not a catch up. Like, we don't have any.
Yeah, we not. Yeah. Awesome. You been to Jamaica. You was in New York. You was with Angie. Just checking with that spare key.
Really? You just had to put that out there.
I'm
not even
with Angie.
Awesome, spare key.
You don't want to be with Angie.
No, spare key. Land, whatever. Anyway.
I thought I had more. Yeah, exactly. A lot to drink.
You did though. Look at your pal.
Yeah. Look how your hands.
This is
moving.
Me.
Yeah,
look at
done.
You.
Look at me. Now look at you. We got Nueva York, Rob over here.
<What's good>? You're.
Hey, you really with the New York? Hey, you damn near should say that, Rob. Then we have fucking Alec Platinum Alex over here.
It's that me. Don't.
That shit really tickled me, bro. Cause I'm like, that shit really is. That shit really. What's his name? Cisco Platt. Yeah. Cisco Blonde.
Bounce like a truck.
Truck.
Bounce
okay.
Like.
On alone.
Let's wrap this up.
Let me see that print. I'm talking about the mail. Look, I'm off of you. I'm off of you.
You.
That's all I gotta say.
Yourself?
I'm trying to figure out something to say about you.
Dragon Ball Z shirt?
That's we got true. Nerd Jamal.
He has nothing supreme today.
He don't. His computer always supreme. Always. He repping his nerd roots today with his Dragon DBZ shirt on.
Is that a Cubs hat?
No. This is a Blackhawks hat.
That's a Blackhawks hat?
Yeah, because the two.
The Chicago. Yeah. I've never seen
like
that.
Like a
symbol.
Cubs seat. That's only
that's more of a bear seat. Cubs seat, like, more, like, circular.
And you'll see a bear. True. Fuck that bear. But anyway. Yo, Crispo.
And then we have me.
In the flesh.
Pablo.
Or are you chewing gum?
He been chewing that since
he made it. Am I chewing? No, I'm chewing the air.
You
could
have been chewing a cap. Okay. The same shit I be
doing. Right, I gotta think about from Alex's perspective.
Chewing a shot glass.
That nigga chewing a cap and then offering me a cap. Wow.
No. Just in there like, you won't finish all that cap. Break me off a little piece.
Let me get a piece of that cap, bro. Niggas is really capping. Literally.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm so weak. But
anybody listening would not even understand what is
Alex chews caps. Bottle caps.
Y'all saw me chew a cap one time.
Okay.
No, several.
Let me, okay, let's take away from the cap. I'm surprised you didn't take that fucking, what is this called? What, does anybody know what this called on the can? What it's called. The opener, the can opener.
No, the can opener opens the cap, opens the can.
Technically that does.
Yeah, that
opens the can. You know, the little thing that you pop on
the top. I was like, please, I need to go.
Let's, let's get right into the family gossip.
Dame Dash is on his petty bullshit.
Yeah, with Hov. So we ain't been here since the since they announced.
He ain't even on his petty bullshit. He's been on his petty bullshit. NFL.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's too early. I'm so tired of people like talking about all this shit.
But I mean, to be one to knock down the NFL, especially with the situation that happened with Travis Scott, and don't perform.
Yeah, don't perform at that moment. Like, don't perform at this moment.
I got something big. Yeah, we don't know. He could be like, I got some bigger plan.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's a whole different. See, you guys started.
I know. I saw it in my peripheral. I saw it. And then she did this. Like,
I didn't even see that.
So it's
like,
like, yeah, Scar knocking fucking Mufasa off. Damn.
My whole thing is like, one, I trust Hov. Like, this nigga, like,
he's always been for black. And he's always been
for black. And before being black, like, this nigga done freed hella motherfuckers. This nigga do all this, like, the shit that we know about. And then you just gotta think of all the shit that we don't know.
So, do you think
about.
He got something on the slot? He just don't want to put it out there because the NFL be like, no, give me my fucking money.
I feel
back,
like he gonna probably do whatever he got to do, you know? Like, he gonna get in there and he gonna make the right move.
And what if he don't?
Move accordingly.
Did y'all see what Cap's girlfriend?
Yeah.
What happened? What's she at?
She was just like pissed over
Jay-Z?
Certain
shit.
But because Kaepernick wasn't included in it.
Anybody involved in Cap's fucking party don't get to be pissed.
I'm just saying, like, the thing for me was like, one is business shit. So if it's business shit and you're not a part of my shit, what the fuck I'm coming to you for? Like,
oh, she was mad that they didn't. He didn't get included,
or they didn't talk to him.
Like, the conversation.
Nigga, you just got 20 mil.
Like, you signed that deal, whatever. I don't even know if you can talk.
He probably
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
One, two. It's like I'm doing something different over here. That's business.
Different
like, the vibrations. Whole thing is like business shit. So that, and then two, the only other thing that I be having for like people, because Tahoe from So Shameless actually brought it up and like shut the whole room down. Everybody who was criticizing shit, they was like, all right, so he was like, answer me this. Like, Jay-Z made the deal with the NFL. He's like, you think Beyonce know about the deal? And everybody like, well, yeah. He's like, so she was probably in the meetings, right? But yeah, he's like, so y'all don't believe in Beyonce? And then everybody shut the fuck up. Because
right.
I'm like,
everybody,
so y'all think Beyonce stood?
That's the best way to shut a group of niggas down. They are Beyonce.
Well, it's like y'all really think Beyonce didn't, like, know what the fuck is going on? You think she going to let some fuck shit happen? Like, you think she going to let some fuck shit happen? Like, Beyonce, come on, G. Like, if you don't believe in Hov already, like,
you don't believe in Queen B. Yeah, look at him.
Shut down.
Also, everybody always forgets that in 2014, Hov was with the Trayvon Martin family taking pictures with them, and the whole Colin Kaepernick thing didn't start till 2016.
Yeah.
So Hov's been a part of this whole movement in the very beginning.
And even on the Beyonce shit, because that shit really stuck with me. Like, motherfuckers didn't believe in Beyonce. When Beyonce, like, motherfuckers was criticizing Jay-Z for dating Beyonce. Like, motherfuckers was awesome. Who the fuck is this bitch? Like, why the fuck is he with her? Like, motherfuckers was really riding that Jay-Z is that nigga train, like, whole time. Like Jay-Z was the fucking catch.
Yeah. And, I mean, also the whole Dame Dash.
Beyonce?
To tie back into the Dame Dash situation, Jay was messing with Aaliyah before Dame was. Before Dame and her got engaged, which led to the
Dame and Aaliyah.
So actually, there's word going around that Dame stole Aaliyah from Jay.
Oh, that's say R. Kelly.
Yeah. So it has nothing to do with that. But from that point on, we can like,
yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Dame had got on there, and
Think he's? But
I take everything.
Dame doesn't have a reason to be like salty about. From like any success from Jay, because Dame has, he might not have as much success as Jay, But like he has like.
A I mean, lot yeah. Of I'm like I'm not gonna say that he don't have no reason because we don't know what the fuck happened. Yeah, we don't know what true. Type of business shit. Because if somebody did you petty as hell or something. Because we don't. I'm not saying that Jay did. But if somebody did you petty as hell, you might. Nah, nigga, we ain't never.
I could be right.
Exactly.
Like, cool type shit. You know, it's like a whole different. The scenarios, so but at the same, like I was just like, nah, this nigga is like he mad, like he's still gonna be upset, he's still mad or whatever.
No matter, you said you take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
cause Biggs is still cool with Jay. Biggs and Jay like this,
nation, like
no, nah, he got his own management shit with St. John and all them, but still they just really like a conglomerate. Yeah. Still, Dame is the only one that's like the rotten seed out of both of them because you know Dame is gonna speak his mind.
Was or he speaking out in the interview?
Yeah, Adam Twenty Two on No Jumper.
Yeah, I was surprised he was even on that show. Like Adam 22 don't interview those type of people, like those higher up type people. He interviewed the fucking Lil Pumps.
Yeah. And, right. And but what Dame got to go?
That's why
Dame probably could go.
Honestly, he could go on any rate. But honestly, when I saw that who he was in, I'm like. Like damn, that's a load. That, like,
but also
maybe that's why he feel like he can say also, that shit.
I feel like he went somewhere that they wasn't gonna like press him about certain shit. You know, like he was like, I can pretty much control that. Like, I can bitch you this interview type shit, and ain't nobody gonna ask me about shit that you know. I feel like that's like a safe place to go.
Yeah.
Do interview to say shit. That type
of shit. As Charlamagne would say, he's a Winfrey nose Carter. So he's gonna always talk his shit about anything involving the Knowles, the Carters, or the Winfreys at that. So I mean, but I also feel like he could have burned bridges because Dame is known for burning bridges with a lot of people.
That is
because of the way he's such a
personal stuff. Not going like business though, Dame.
But his personality wise though,
business. Yeah. Money. Think about money. Like you know how many like views that Adam 22 shit probably got because of Dame on now.
True.
Shit is going in.
No, I was talking about that. My bad. I just
this guy still thinking about the money. Alright, next subject.
Did you guys see the what is it? The Missy Elliott. Bro, I was the performance. Bro, I didn't even see the VMAs, but I saw that her whole performance. Yeah, I'm like,
definitely,
bro, because I've been telling motherfuckers like Missy Elliott is one of the motherfuckers I really fuck with just for the like. She ain't got nothing on her. Like you know, motherfuckers always find something on somebody.
Yeah.
Like she ain't got nothing on her, and she just make real. She make music. Like she's a true artist. I don't look at her as a rapper. I look at her as a straight. Like a straight. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A straight artist, like somebody that just make music, like that can be played at the club. You can play that shit while you cleaning up. You
know, did a museum of hers just opened up?
Yeah, they did
open
up
New
like
York
a museum. Yeah,
Damn,
so it was like super
Virginia?
Dope.
And she brought out fucking
that shit was calm. I was kind of upset that it was at the VMAs though. I feel like they just didn't deserve it. Like it should have been at the BET Awards or some shit.
Did she get the songwriter?
Don't look
award?
At me.
She got the Video Vanguard Award.
I know she got the Video Vanguard Award, but she got something else too. She was the only female to get it.
I ain't here pushing
it's
papers.
The same award Jay got for being a songwriter or something like that.
Because most of like don't she produce? I was just sitting there like the whole
on
time
the side of Timberland. Don't she produce most of her shit? She produced
all
her
shit. She did it for Aaliyah.
Yeah, but I was just sitting there like watching the performance, and every time they cut to the crowd, I was like, they don't deserve this shit. This shit should be. I don't need to see fucking Taylor Swift.
Bro, I swear to God, Taylor Swift. I'm like, she offbeat.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They didn't deserve to have it there. Like, that shit should have been
Taylor
around.
Taylor Swift would have been at the BET Awards, too, bro. I promise you.
Oh, she won Video of the Year, by the way.
But it would have been more people, like, more niggas.
10 years later, after the whole Kanye situation.
It's Taylor Swift, bro. Yeah. Taylor, I like it.
But to give
she's the white Beyonce, like I don't even like, don't, no, like to the no, white
geez,
to the white population
white
to the white population
okay. Okay.
To the white population to
the white
population
to
the
white
listen okay, whole time white Beyonce is the white Beyonce
right.
Whole time is. But she's equivalent to the white population as Beyonce as
oh,
think
it's there.
Like cause nah, white people serious. Don't look at Beyonce like black people do. They look at white people look at Beyonce like they do Oprah. They put Oprah and Beyonce in the same category when they're not in the same category, like as far as influence. But like Taylor Swift, fucking that bitch Selena Gomez,
Katy Perry.
I don't feel like you don't hear her name that much.
Selena, bro. In the black community. But in a white community, Selena Gomez go crazy. Bro,
I just see her numbers be like up there all the time. And I'm like, who the fuck is listening to this?
White people. White people.
I need to ask white people if they're
because he was, bro, we had conversations about this. Shit. He like, who the fuck? He be like, it's them fucking streaming farms.
You got, it is. It really is. Because go around to any, like, go talk to white people. Just go ask them, like, you listen to Selena Gomez. I bet you. You can ask 100 people. 99.
That's why they on the level of Beyonce.
No. No, I'm saying they're gonna say no. I don't listen to Selena Gomez. Like I don't know anybody.
Selena.
Exactly.
I just knew she was with Justin Bieber. That's it.
I forgot about
and she had
Wizards of Waverly Place is the only place I know about.
Oh, and she was with The Weeknd before his first album. Oh, she was. Yeah, she was. Yeah.
That's something. That's information.
But speaking of women, that brings me on to the topic of like I was having a conversation with my mother, and we got into a very heated debate about the WNBA versus the NBA. I mean, it kind of went into pay, but like, so it started off, she was like, my stepdad was just, before we even go into pay, my stepdad, we were sitting down, my stepdad was like, I don't know how we started talking about it, but he's like, man, I really like, this is before we even got to the conversation, this is why I'm laughing, because like, we didn't even picture this conversation would go this far. He was like, you know, I'd rather watch some eighth graders play basketball than watch the WNBA. I was like, damn, like that's true. Like I'd rather watch an eighth grade basketball game than the WNBA. And then somehow it transitioned into like my mom found out how much they got paid. And so then she was harping on how much they got paid. I'm like, you know, they could make more, but like she was like going on why the bat like that, like this is the wage gap and the pay gap that I've been talking about. I'm like, I promise you this got nothing to do with the pay gap. This more so, I mean, it might have a little bit to do, but this is just as far as entertainment. The NBA is far more entertaining than the WNBA. And then how I explained it to her, I'm like it's just talent-wise. Like, it's nothing to do with sexism or anything. Like, you go to any, respective, like job, mm-hmm. whether it be, like singing, rapping, fucking any other sport, you got the Rihannas and the Beyoncés and the Nicki Minajs making way far more money than the niggas that's in that group that's in that yeah. same.
I think that's where I kind of disagree thing. Though, because then I would have to bring up the point of women's soccer.
Yeah,
them niggas is 100 times better.
Disagree with
because he's saying that it's because portion? The talent thing is the only reason, but. The yeah, women's soccer true. Team is a million times better than the men's, but they still don't get as much.
Exactly.
So it's like. Can we really?
But that's one of those like the exception. That's the exception.
It's still
rule.
A part of it, though. Yeah. Like, it's still a part. Of
yeah, but you gonna always have an exception.
But it's still. I'm saying that still highlights the part of.
I just feel like so nobody at this table has even done research on like the legitimate reason as to why NBA players get paid more in WNBA.
There's not a.
So that's why I disagree with the talent thing too. Like we can't say. They're paid more strictly because they're more talented. But I do agree watching the NBA is more entertaining
I mean, than I've watching done, the I've, WNBA. I've done the research. So listen, the WNBA, they haven't had a year of profit in years.
Mm-hmm.
In year, I don't think in the amount of time they've been like relevant. They
right,
had a year
and
I believe
that, but I'm saying, have you done the research on why that is?
Because I mean, that could be contributed to a lot of things. At first, you could have said it was because of marketing, but now you look at it that the it's not as marketed as the NBA, but still, it's marketed to a decent.
It's still because the WNBA hasn't been around as long as the NBA.
Yeah.
So when you have a head start, it's just like if you try to compare like. why don't black people make as much money as white people? Well, y'all niggas had a fucking million.
But the WNBA has been here for 20 years now, so it's like
that's still like the NBA wasn't
the NBA
bringing,
for 20
NBA
years
wasn't
by,
bringing
by
in
20,
money like
year,
this one
by
they,
year 20 they was doing like
they
okay.
were but it's like when you go into that you go into hella other things. You have to talk about oppression of women not being able to work, so they weren't able to go ahead and go to games like how men were. Everything switches up, like you go into like this long path of things, like a lot of shit that leads to shit like that.
But
you can, because anybody, because somebody can say, well, y'all been free for X amount of years, how come you not still the same as a white person who was born at the same time as you?
But this
and
is
you
the
have
conversation
to go ahead and
that
cut
I
back
had
into
with my,
everything
right. This is the conversation
it.
That I had with my mom. And as far as basketball goes, men are superior than women, is it not? Like, they can do far way more things than women can do. Like,
what you mean?
Almost, as far as it comes to dunking, as it comes to athletics, most of the, like, the if you take the top 50 players from the NBA and you take the top 50 players from the WNBA, those top 50 players will be way superior than those top 50 players from the WNBA. If you base it on this completely equality thing, you take the top 50.
Yeah,
and the top
I mean,
50.
I get it. Like
it's a it, like that's one of those things. Like, okay, when men are excel better at that because they
but,
are more
but,
like as physically
the thing is, but the thing
and
is,
to basketball.
The league is completely different right now. Right now, who is the player that everybody want to see play?
LeBron.
Now, who's the player that everybody
after that? KD.
Steph Curry.
And then
Steph.
The little kids
right
is
there.
Steph.
So
little
shit has changed. Shit has changed. So
it's
the
KD,
shit that
then
Steph,
Steph
do, the shit that Steph can do,
Steph
the shit that, the way that KD play, though, what does KD do? KD not the nigga that's
he
going
dunk
in.
Too.
I mean, he does dunk, but what is he known for doing? KD is the shooter.
Yeah.
KD is a shooter. KD is the, I'm going to take you off the dribble. I'm going to pull up. I'm going to shoot.
He's the assassin.
Shoot. Don't nobody think of, when you think of KD, you don't be like, oh, this nigga, I'm about to get KD so I can do cold-ass dunks or some shit. Like, yeah, the nigga
can
dunk because he big as hell, but it's a shooting thing.
Yeah.
Women can shoot just as good as men. Statistically
gotta,
speaking,
if
yes.
you talk,
look at
statistically,
yes.
statistics.
Yes.
So, like,
they have
four,
like,
say,
the past, like, 20 years, like, since the WNBA
but,
has been there, they've
right,
had better shooters than the NBA.
Right.
Like,
no
don't
WNBA
pull.
WNBA player that can score
no.
just as much just
there
many
are,
points.
There are, but if you take that same WNBA, like,
Steph,
this is the thing. This is the why I, if you take that same WNBA player and you merge them into NBA league, or you take that same NBA player and you put them into a WNBA. If you take KD and put him into the WNBA.
Yes,
then nigga's stats are going
I'm
to go
saying.
Up. You take that WNBA player and put her into the NBA league, her stats are going to go down. But that's the only difference with basketball was like
but,
more physical sports. But if you take like a tennis, if you take Serena and you put her in a fucking men's tennis league, she's going to fucking dominate because that's not a contact sport. Like
so
anything when it comes
saying,
to contact, men are going to dominate.
Right. So are you saying all this to say that it's justified then?
It's justified
to get paid more.
It's yeah. It's, that's justified why they get paid more, but the women shouldn't get paid that. Like they get paid significantly less than men. They shouldn't be getting paid.
So
you're
saying you?
They could be getting paid more, but I think
so. It's the issue that it's significantly less.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that it's less.
It's the fact that it's significantly less, but I feel like I can still justify why it's significantly less.
Because I don't feel
less.
Like
they haven't
that's
even
just like
had
saying
a,
we work at the same company, we're in the same exact position, but because you're just better than me, like
because he's better than you, he can pay more than you.
But
like
we do
I
the
can
same exact shit.
Y'all do the same thing, but he's better. So like let's throw it in sales, cause sales everybody is always go back to sales.
But then
he sell way more. Like y'all do the same thing. Y'all sell the exact same shit, but he sell more than you. He gonna get paid more. The NBA sells way better than the WNBA. The WNBA constantly loses money. The NBA has to put money into the WNBA that they end up losing because nobody like. That's why, I mean, you can go back to marketing. Like, in the beginning, yeah, the marketing wasn't where it needed to be. But, like, they still, they've come a long way. But, like, you can only market a product so much. If the consumer doesn't want that product, you can't sell it to them.
Right.
But then, right, when was the last time you watched a WNBA game?
Well, I feel
NBA
like,
game?
Okay, so I had to rethink about my question when I just asked it because I agree with what, how you just broke it down. But at the same time, I feel like it's probably generalized then, as far as like if you win a WNBA, it's just automatic that you just get paid like so much less. But I feel like, is it level still like within?
Yeah, it's levels.
Because it should be.
Yeah, it's levels. Like you got people that get like the WNBA so you got players some, that get paid way
some
more
WNBA
than
WNBA players that
that get paid like $80,000-$90,000. You got some WNBA players that get paid $50,000. But my thing is when. Like what I told my mom was when it comes to entertainment, like it knows no color. All they know is green. If you either produce or you a liability. If you producing for them, they gonna give you the money.
I feel like that's where the problem lies because of everything. Because it's like the same thing where like even if you relate it to film studios, like film studios wouldn't give black movies like bread like that. And it was because, oh, we're not gonna make this amount of money. We're not gonna make enough money off of it.
Right.
And exactly. It's like, well, of course we're not gonna be able to compete with y'all white films because y'all have been able to build your audience like that.
Right.
You haven't given us that chance. I feel like the problem that I have with the whole WNBA thing is like, yeah, I get it. Right now they make less money, blah blah blah. It doesn't make enough money. But I don't see is them putting the effort in to get the WNBA to go ahead and say, oh, yeah, okay, since we fucked up back then and we didn't give y'all this media coverage,
exactly.
We didn't treat this shit serious, okay, now we need to go ahead and flip this shit so we can start making more money off of it.
And that's what they've been doing. Hasn't happened. The NBA put millions of dollars into the WNBA, and it's like you can give somebody, say you giving me $500 a year. Like, we ain't even gonna say a month, a year. That's still $500 out your pocket. $500 to come up with something. Give me $50.
To me, it doesn't matter until you
bring
it. Like, I don't have the numbers. Like, because this is the thing.
Yeah.
We don't know how long it took the NBA to start making money. We don't know how long it took for this completely new thing to go ahead and go in to start making money. It could have took 30 years, 40 years, 50. We saying, oh, it's been 20 years, but for all we know, the NBA didn't start getting shit like that until it was like year 50 or blah blah blah. So it's like, how can
moves
we
at the time?
Yeah, so it's like, how can we go ahead and say, well, we gave y'all 20 years, but it's like, well, nigga, we just that, like, you giving us 20 years, but that shit still not the same as how much y'all niggas got. Why is it like that? Like, I don't think that you can pull that argument because, like, you don't know how long it took for this. You don't know how.
I understand that, but like it's a different time. But back
it's
then,
a different
like,
time. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. No, don't say that. Don't say that. Because it's completely different. Because when our parents tell us that, oh, when I was your age, we was able to do this, that, and the third, and we tell them, no, this is an entirely new world. You have to figure out how to fucking navigate this entirely new world. It's completely different. Like, you can't pull that same shit because it's like, oh, we can sell out the NBA games because it ain't shit going on in the 70s. It's a Friday night. Exactly. I can't go nowhere. Now it's like, okay, do I want to go to this game? Do I want to go to this? Do I want to go to this party? Do I want to go do that? Like, right. It's whole different options. It's whole different things. So you can't just say that, oh, because we're in a more advanced time now, it should be easier, when it's like, nah, it's damn near harder to get some shit, to build some shit up. Like, think about, like, us doing this podcast. Like, literally, it's been easier for me to sell t-shirts, getting people to buy some shit. Like, it's easier for me to get you to come out of your pocket than get people to listen to some shit for free.
Yep.
That's some wild shit. So imagine me, and we asking for what? Like, our episodes be like an hour, blah, blah. You asking somebody to come and sit down in front of a TV for 2 hours. Do any of y'all, like, watch TV that's not Netflix, Hulu, blah, blah, blah? Whatever, like, you know how hard it is to just like, oh, I'm just go sit down and watch TV at this certain time
and not look at your
like
phone.
Game of Thrones was like the last of that like era where everybody was just like, I'm gonna watch this. Like, niggas look at Power and like, why, how come Power put their shit out like on Sunday? You could just watch the shit whenever, because niggas don't do that shit no
right,
more.
Exactly.
So it's like, in this era of some shit that don't even, that barely exist, like NBA stadiums are having a hard time like selling their shit out, not like before. Yeah. You know, like the Bulls used to, it used to be like a 7-year waiting list to get season tickets
exactly.
for the Bulls. Yeah. Them niggas is advertising on Facebook and Instagram like, buy season tickets for the Bulls. Shit is changing.
Way the marketing goes.
Because the way,
you know what I'm saying?
The way
they used to, didn't even have to ask nobody to get season tickets. They didn't advertise like, think about 3-4 years ago. Did you ever see an advertisement about getting season tickets for the Bulls?
Especially Derrick Rose in his prime? Hell no.
anything. Like, for the longest, the Bulls season tickets have been on, like, a 7-year waiting list. Believe me, my dad tried to get, like, season tickets. They was like, 7 years, 8 years, we might have you. We might have you. Now it's like, anybody want season tickets? We trying to sell season tickets. Anybody want this shit? The shit is crazy. So trying to build that shit up, it's a whole different time period now. Like, it's so many different things that can grab my attention. Like, niggas might not be watching WNBA games, but it's not like some shit that I was doing as a kid, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's not like some shit that I've had time to go ahead and build my shit up and be like, oh yeah, I'm actually a fan of this. Like, I'm a fan of the NBA because that's what.
So what if in shit. 20 years they still is the same shit?
No, it's gonna be different.
You think so?
I believe so, because if you look at the head
start, I mean, it is a smaller league, but go ahead.
But no, I was gonna say, you think about the head start the NBA had opposed to the WNBA. The NBA had 50 years.
If a woman could put her legs and do a 360,
Wait, give me a second, man. So you had 50 years, and you start off with like a Bob Cousy. You start off with all of these different legends, Wilt Chamberlain and all of this. So you already have a head start on your teams that go to these different cities like Boston, like L.A., Philly, you got all these different legends, and then you start off in 96 in the midst of the Jordan era.
Each I feel like a legend is relative to what they do. So, like, if they're only a legend because we watched them then and we saw what they did then, and it's like, okay, but like, you can, they respectively, the WNBA has those legends. You have Sue Bird, you have Lisa Leslie, you have Maya Moore,
Candace Parker.
You have the Candace Parker. You got all those legends. But like, my thing is it's about the talent. It's the talent level. Like I said, if a woman can put that ball up through her legs and do a 360,
but
I would gladly watch
that. So who can compare to Larry Bird or Magic Johnson or Will Chamberlain?
Plenty of players now, today. Plenty of players can compare to those players.
WNBA players.
The WNBA players, you had those players, and it's just been them.
No, the reason why I think shit will change is because if that was the case, then women black basketball players in other countries would be doing the same shit that's happening, and like, exactly. It would be across the board. It's no reason why. How come women in other countries get paid closer to what the men get paid?
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Do the Europe league? What's the next highest paying league second to NBA?
I'm not sure.
China? I thought it was Europe, Europe or something like that. Sure. I think it's Europe. But even still, like, the women's Europe team, I don't think they get as paid close to, well, they might, of course, they probably get paid closer to them than the women do, just because you got millions of dollars to tens of thousands. Like, yeah, that's going to be a big ass difference.
It's a reason why WNBA players go overseas.
Yeah.
Because they get paid so much more.
And that's my thing. I definitely think they can definitely get paid way more.
That's what I'm saying.
But, like, you're going to only get paid so much to what
the executives. My whole thing was, you saying that in 20 years, my point of saying that was, you saying that in 20 years, what if it's not? I'm like, it's not going to be like that, because it's a reason why it's not like that in other countries. It's a reason why people go to these games.
Bring up some. How much?
Like, it's a reason why, like, motherfuckers are going to games in other countries. And why they're able to get
there. I know. Man, I got two too.
Very awkward silence there, guys. We're still recording.
So I thought I was going to go through that.
Go ahead.
Of your topic, Chris, you were saying, are you leaving?
I got music.
Your mom?
Me? Yeah, she thought I was being sexy. I was just trying to tell her it's a talent thing. Definitely a talent thing. Like I said, if women was doing 360s through the legs, I would definitely be watching it. I'll be back.
About the Pegasus. Yep.
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 Punch in. To answer your question, I couldn't find the exact numbers, but it said that the highest paid athlete in 2018, like the highest paid male athlete, was $4 million.
Male athlete, period?
The male basketball player. Wow. Basketball player. And then a woman.
Is that $4 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. Only $4 million?
Yeah.
Isn't it that? Oh, like, is that after everything is taken?
I have no idea. It was just, had a list of the highest. He was $4 million, and I think number 10 was like.
Who was it?
I forgot. Some random motherfucker.
Some wild motherfucker. Some random motherfucker.
Yeah. And then the other person, the lowest on the list, they made like $1,900,000. It was like a top whatever list of highest paid after.
And that was players. The lowest basketball money.
No, that was like the list of like the top 10 or top 20. It was it went from like the top, like the lowest one on that list was $1,900,000. The highest one was like $4 million. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't find a list of women. It was like one woman in 2015 made $1.5 million. So that gap is way smaller than it is in the U.S.
Right.
Oh, that was in the world.
Huh?
That was in the world.
Or was it overseas specifically?
Yeah, it was overseas.
Overseas and...
Yeah, like everywhere overseas. Everywhere that's not the U.S.
Because $4 million? Because LeBron made way more than that.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make your point. Also, LeBron made way more than that.
Who just signed Steph Curry just signed a $200 million.
I saw the breakdown of how much LeBron and Steph actually make on their contracts each year. Like, if like a player make like 23 mil, they probably making like 17, 18 million.
Yeah, depending on the taxes in the city that they stay in. And I forgot the basketball player name that I was trying to bring up, and that was Bill Russell. Gotcha. Brought Boston 11 rings.
Yeah. So basically, what I'm trying to say is, if there isn't that big of a gap anywhere else, and the people are actually going to these games in other countries,
it's the market, man.
That women are. And it's because they didn't have that same type of shit that happened in the U.S. So eventually that shit will catch up.
Exactly.
And you think so? How long have? But do you know how long those like organizations have been like relevant?
I'm not sure. But I see it as if it's the NBA and it's the WNBA, and America is gonna have the most bread either way. That shit will.
Right. Especially a 50-year gap. It's like, goddamn, 50 years? You know how much the game of basketball has changed over 50 years? The three-point line wasn't even in until that late 80s. If you look at
within those 20 years, they changed a lot. But the NBA hasn't changed. The WNBA has barely changed in their 20 years. In the NBA's first 20 years, they changed a lot.
Yeah, but then like you had a lot of teams to expand and shit, but then you also got all these different things that happened.
WNBA
we had
a still only had, bro, the WNBA still only had like 12 teams. By 20 years, the NBA was at like 25, 26.
But the demand was higher there.
Like I said, it's a difference because of the different time that we live in.
Right.
Right now, the NBA can't expand right now because they can barely keep up with whatever they have. Like, it's not like you filling out every stadium, and you can go ahead and add teams to the
league. Well, a lot of their major teams that they worried about are filling out their stadiums.
Yes, but then they're still worried about teams.
Chicago barely ain't even in the playoffs.
But the thing is, there are still.
They are, bro. Chicago has been the highest.
My whole thing, but you're talking about Chicago. You're talking about major cities. They are still looking at teams, and they're thinking about getting rid of NBA teams. So that's the type of shit that we're living in now. Because they're not making the money.
They're making way more money than the WNBA.
But this is what I'm saying. That's not my point. That's not the point. That's not the point that I'm making. The point that I'm making is, if it's this hard for NBA teams right now, we can't give the WNBA that same flat. We can't give them that same flat.
So is that not justified?
But I mean, is it going to be more NBA? It depends too. If it's going to be more teams for the WNBA after a number of years,
teams money whatever.
Because think about the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies came from Canada. They were the Vancouver Grizzlies.
A couple teams came from Canada.
Exactly, but then they transferred to Memphis, right? Because the demand in the NBA had increased. The Grizzlies only came in 2002. So it's going to take time for teams to grow within the WNBA.
Like you're trying to compare the shit like right now. Like it's like that. And I'm like, it's not the same. It's not the same comparison. Exactly. You can't really put that on the same thing.
We'll see. Because you niggas, I mean, they look in the future too. But then they main goal is looking at what they produce right now. The NBA hasn't, the WNBA hasn't produced
right now. Much right but, now. I mean, if that was the case, if everything was like that, then no business would start because barely, like for a business, most businesses come into the league and they say,
yeah, but after most while, businesses they come in and say, after 20 years, you're looking at, okay, what you did from 20 years.
Not like, when you're looking at big business. Sometimes people have a plan, like right now, like I think Uber's still in debt right now. Like Uber's still in debt. Like niggas be coming in, they be like, we're not gonna make money for 20, 30, 40 years. This is when we
start hitting our stride. That's different when you're making millions of dollars. WNBA barely making millions.
I'm saying Uber is in the negative. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. Like these companies being in the negative.
The same though.
But I'm saying when you start a when you start any company. You know
Uber
that
ain't been around 20 years though. Shit. Uber only been
around. But no, he's just saying.
I'm not saying you have to listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you create a business,
time,
when you create a business,
is a nice
when you create
time,
a big right? enough business, some businesses have 50 year plans where they know that they're still not going to make money for 50 years. Think about big business. I'm not saying like Uber. Yes, they're not as big of a business. When you go ahead and you create some shit and you create this thing, you can say we're not going to make money for 60 years.
But I feel like
there are niggas out here that's you, way smarter than
I feel like
us.
The difference comes with, okay, Uber, yeah, you might not be making a profit, but you're doing some kind of damage.
Right.
Uber but has some.
You don't know that. That's what I'm saying. You don't, of,
but
you
think
don't,
about Netflix. You know. Netflix is still in the red right now with all the original content they're producing right now.
Once you become, instance. Once you start making that much money. Of,
but they're
like
not,
you're
they're
going,
in the red.
They're in the
negative.
Red.
They but they're still money. A, they're not they're, making money. But, that's the thing.
What I'm saying is the company as a whole is worth a lot
money.
Of money. No,
they're
I'm
worth
saying
a,
what
it's
they're worth
money.
Once
but,
you're worth so much, of course you're not going to be in the black. You're going to be in the red.
Really?
That's why I think no. like you. If you no.
constantly so Disney's
putting
in the red.
If you constantly. No. That's a big ass. That's a whole different level.
How many years did it take?
That's
exactly.
A whole
how many years
level.
Did it take?
Every company exactly. don't. But every company is not going to be afforded that luxury. That's just the way of the world.
But
everybody
that's what Rob.
If that was the case,
that's what Rob's trying to explain about
the thing,
Uber.
The thing that I'm telling you is, you don't know what the fuck their business plan is. You don't know how
right.
many years they have
yeah.
guaranteed that.
Maybe
oh,
they
we
don't.
Know we're gonna be in this. We know.
If I don't
this.
Know, you don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, but I'm not
what
making that
do?
Judgment. But I'm not making that judgment. I'm saying that if a company is out here,
everybody
and they're still,
the
if the WNBA is still, if the WNBA is still here, it's because niggas smarter than us have said we're gonna make money off of this.
No, or from a marketing standpoint, is if we shut this shit down, how is this shit gonna look on us? It's not always about.
I'm
gonna
tell
like,
you one thing: niggas do not give a fuck when it comes to their bread. Niggas literally have bankrupted the whole
yeah,
fucking
but,
U.S. J.P. Morgan, hella niggas,
exactly,
firing
but,
everybody.
And, but
and
this is
what?
The thing
I'm still
you got. You got to look at this is the
when
thing you got to look at it from. You got to look at it from both sides. If we shut this shit down, how that's gonna look on this audience? How that's gonna look on this audience? That's taking away money from us. It still goes back to the same thing.
How's it gonna take money from you
if
you shut this shit down?
If we shut like so, say the WNBA be like, all right, let's shut. We're not giving them no more money. Like whatever they do happens, the WNBA ends up collapsing. They're no longer a whole like, and then you got all these organizations that go against the NBA. Politicking and all of this type of shit, you take that's money coming out like, okay, yeah, oh, that is true, blah, blah, blah. Like, and that's money coming out of the NBA's pocket.
It depends.
But
who
want to take that risk? If we put money,
it depends
in
on who's connected.
Like, look at it like this: if the NBA is making billions of dollars, which they are, let's throw a couple million they way. They look good on us if they don't make their money. We still got money coming our way. Let's take money away. Let's not get them money and they collapse. Now we got people coming at us. Like, who going against the NBA? Especially when you got niggas talking about the NFL and how they run things. And then, oh, this shit making the NBA look even better. Especially because we're so open and we're so positive and we're so pro this and pro that. Of course we making money. Like it's a give and take.
That's
like,
one theory. Yeah. That's
yeah.
a theory.
Yeah,
but
just like you had your theory.
But still they're still no one kneeling in the NBA though.
Cause you don't need that because
why
they're so proactive with most
why,
of their
well,
situations.
Why, you need it? Why hasn't nobody?
Because they put some words on a t-shirt. That's all it takes. It's
words
put
on
some
t-shirt.
Words on it. Yes.
Instead of kneeling.
Yes. All it takes. Because you don't want to know why. If everybody kneeled in the NFL, we wouldn't have a problem.
He became what he is today because nobody kneeled in the NFL. If you make these t-shirts on an NBA t-shirt, on a t-shirt, and motherfuckers say, I ain't wearing that, then it becomes an ordeal. Then it's like, oh, he's proactive. He's standing up for what's right. Kaepernick is what he is because people didn't kneel. If people kneeled, he wouldn't have as much publicity and pub as he does today.
But Eric Reid kneeled.
Huh?
Eric Reid kneeled.
That's one person. That's one person. You got everybody. You got everybody in the NBA wearing those t-shirts.
Not everybody.
Not everybody.
Just Miami.
But I don't want to go off. I don't
want to
go off.
We ain't going to go off, but majority of people wear those t-shirts.
No, it was only a couple of times.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't everything.
No, I'm saying what the Can't Breathe or the most NBA teams wore those Can't Breathe t-shirts.
NBA?
No,
most NBA.
It was one night the Heat wore it.
Exactly.
A couple of players.
The Bulls wore it.
No, not everybody. Not everybody. It was Rose, Noah,
Taj probably.
Yeah, but it was not. It was not majority of the team.
But that's more than the NFL. That kneel. You had this big stint where all the NFL owners, you had the NFL owners was completely against that shit. The NBA.
But Jerry Jones stepped in there and kneeled.
Do what you got to do.
They chained up and kneeled, but we're not finna. We can go to
No, I don't want to go into that. Yeah. Like, that whole different thing. But what I'm saying is that I feel like they haven't given the WNBA that chance. They haven't given them that exposure. And that's the reason why. So I get that they don't get paid as much, but I feel like it's only justified if y'all turn that shit around and give them the same chance that the NBA did. And that's my issue with it, that they haven't been given that same chance. So then when people go ahead and I don't care that, oh, but they don't make as much, blah, 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 this debate, that, whatever. I'm like, okay, but what's going to change this shit? What's going to fix this shit? And I don't think that it's impossible that
they could definitely be getting paid more money.
That. Yeah, I like. Yeah. I don't think that
that's always
impossible.
Like, yeah,
I don't think it's impossible that the WNBA can't make money. Like, they can definitely they definitely can make money, and it's just the way this shit has been set up has made
but
it.
I look at it like
difficult for them not to make money.
I look at it like this.
So you like, saying that it's more than just them being?
It's more than them just not.
He said more than talent.
It's much more.
I feel like because you have like women league teams in college that make more money than the WNBA.
Well, college is a whole scam, so of course they're going to always, because you literally don't have to pay anybody. So that changes everything because college is a great point. Because think about it, people go to these games. People attend these games.
Yeah, yeah.
People buy the shit. People do all that, and they don't do it for the.
But WNBA. As a whole, the women's organization makes more than the WNBA organization. Like even like when you take away the, oh, we got paid on this. That like, if you look at it from a red and black standpoint, the WNBA is in the red. The college
to look
or
at
women organizations are in the
is
black.
That? Because
I'm not saying they necessarily are completely in the black.
I don't have to pay none of these athletes. You're literally coming here and you're working for the free. Mm-hmm. You're doing all of this for free.
No,
I'm
most
literally
of the
benefiting.
WNBA players are there on scholarship, so they like that money.
How much does college actually cost?
It depends what school you go to.
How much does college actually cost?
What, like, what do you mean by that? Like, as far
we paying $60,000 a year, blah blah blah. How much should that actually? Like, how much does that actually cost?
I mean, that's a whole different argument.
A whole different thing.
That's a whole different.
But my point is, you literally are giving them nothing, damn near, and they're bringing in way more than what that tuition or whatever would be, even if it was the actual tuition, but it's not. Like, everything is inflated, so it's a whole different ballgame.
I feel like if they were paid, women college sports would be getting paid more than WNBA players. That's because I feel like I will say on the marketing side they aren't marketed well, but on the other side, like, as far as talent, I think it's a talent thing.
Well, it's a reason why. Like, it's a reason why it's a talent thing.
Like, because how big of the gap is the soccer, the women's soccer players?
Just as big as the NBA.
Is it?
Yes, it's huge. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. It's not a talent thing. See, because you got to think, the reason why the WNBA doesn't have as much talent as, like, maybe a college team is because the college players, they say, fuck going to the WNBA, I'm going to go overseas. So the talent is there, and that's why motherfuckers overseas are at a much more comparable level to the men than they are in the U.S. It's a whole different thing, so it goes way more into just talent. Like, it's not just talent. It's something else that's in there, which what I believe, and I don't have numbers behind this, but I feel like it's the oppression of that. Like, it wasn't able to have that exposure. Of course, it's not going to grow.
That's why I said we're seeing, like, 20, 30 years.
Yeah, it don't change shit. Like, it's harder.
Taking a shot to that WNBA players getting a better opportunity.
And fuck all y'all 2K niggas that's mad that the WNBA isn't 2K.
Niggas is mad. Niggas
weird as fuck.
Yeah. I was like, I'm making WNBA player right now.
I was like, y'all niggas weird as fuck. Like,
I'm making Christina Williams. What you talking about?
That's what I was asking Rob before.
At the end of the day, when it comes down to money and then we talk about male versus female, like, that's automatically going to get perceived as, like, sexist. So I feel like that's why your mom even went there with you.
Oh, that's, yeah, how this whole thing even started off. My whole thing was, like, you can compare any other, like, work, like,
nah,
you got, okay, like, if you're talented, like,
you can't.
Well, how do you explain the Beyonce, the Rihanna, the Nicki Minaj?
My question. Okay, music might be the exception, because look at every other industry.
Serena Williams.
I said,
that's not music.
He's talking about music industry first.
But right. But then he said that's the only exception. But then you have the Serena Williams. Like, all what, the,
so do you
the
Sharon
Pope, the Sharon, whatever the fuck that bitch name is. The bitch that loses to Serena Williams all the time.
Lost 19 straight times. But no, what about Djokovic or Nadal? You think they making the same amount of sales?
I don't know. I think they damn near making it. I damn near think Serena making damn it as much or if more as Nadal and the fucking.
Because Nadal got to deal with Uniqlo, and that deal was supposed to be very lucrative. But
I think Serena making damn near as much as them. Like, if you calculate all her earnings.
But I'm just thinking, like, because I'm just thinking about, like.
Like, if you good, like, I will say, I mean, I understand the oppression and just, like, women, about, like, as far about, as you like, gotta work thing, 10 times
think
harder.
About,
yeah,
think about
I understand
movies
that.
And TV.
Yeah. Like, I understand. You got
one of the biggest things.
Yeah. Yeah. And TV. And to even be, like, at the, like, the top tier of that, you gotta be
significantly less than men do.
See,
in
this,
and both
this,
movies and TV.
And this is the thing. I don't wanna take away the fact that, like, at the end of the day, women are paid significantly less than men. I just think, like, in something like basketball, like, it's kind of, like, proven, like, why they should, like, they shouldn't, the gap shouldn't be that big. Either the men should be making less or the women should be making more. But I feel like men should be getting paid more than women in basketball. It, like, the women just need to find a better, like, fucking corporate lawyer, like the NBA players, the NBA Players Association got, because that contract that they set up, that TV contract that they got, yeah. And they got that TV contract because niggas was really watching that shit to the point where the networks was like, can we get airtime? Can we get airtime? Can we get airtime? When you got niggas fighting for airtime,
ESPN and TNT,
you can pay these niggas hella money. Because guess what? I promise you them executives making more than them.
And then the endorsement deals and everything.
I promise you they are.
And then the sponsorships on the jerseys now.
Exactly. I was thinking about, like, oh no, them NBA players making more than those executives. No, them executives making more. As far as the NBA, how the money is transferred in the NBA, I promise you them executives making more than an NBA. At the end of the day, the NBA players are probably making more just because they got endorsed. Like, you got niggas like LeBron or D. Rose, who ain't even at the top of his game, but got a $300 million deal with Adidas. Like,
to answer your question, Serena, they said her estimate was at 88 mil, and Rafael Nadal is at 106. And then Roger Federer is at 123, and then Novak.
But
this is
the thing. Okay.
It's bullshit.
Okay,
that's what I'm telling you.
This is the thing. That's not 106 and 88. Not a big of a gap.
But that's still 20 mil.
Do you think Nadal, or that was Nadal that had 106, right? Who do you think will win between Nadal and Serena? Serena. I don't know. Nadal damn near win, bro. Because Nadal, have you watched Nadal play?
Against Djokovic?
They both raw as hell. Exactly. But have you seen Nadal play?
I think Serena could take Andy Roddick.
I think she could take all the niggas. But at the end of the day, I think the other nigga that Nadal always ends up playing?
He's $20 million better than Serena.
What if I'm making $90 million? $20 million ain't that big of a difference.
If I can't beat them. But if I can, because we don't know. But I'm saying, is it landscape?
But it's just assumed. I'm
saying, can you pick? Of course he wins, or of course she wins.
No, you can't.
So if me and you do basically the same shit. If we ever had to go head to head at it, it could be you, it could be me, but I make 20 mil more than you. Is that an issue?
It honestly depends. Just from my perspective, if a nigga ain't making millions of dollars, if you tell a nigga you making 90 million, he making 110, he making 20 mil, I'm like, fuck all that, give me 90 mil. That's just because it's like niggas ain't making millions of dollars, so that 90 mil look good. What?
So if we do the same shit right now, and I'm making
a couple thousand more than me.
20,000 more than
you. 20,000, okay. Yeah, 20,000. I'm like, and we doing the exact same thing.
Exactly.
I'm producing the same amount of numbers as
exactly.
you. But I'm a, yeah.
There you go.
I was gonna get real sick. I was like, but I'm a woman.
Right. Message.
But like again, we haven't seen him play. It's just assumed that he
only doubles.
But we saying.
No, not even in doubles.
But we saying. Like, I'm just saying, I mean, like, they do have comparable. Like, you know, players. I might be a little better than you. But I'm making 20,000. Who knows? You don't know. We don't know for sure. Just because I might be a little better than you, is that worth it? Am I worth 20 more thousand?
I mean, if you Nadal, cool it depends. Like, it all comes in, if Nadal bringing in more money than I am, which, like, I feel like as a black community, we're so sold on what goes on in the black community. But at the same time, we're not the majority. So, like, at the same time, like, white people are paying attention to Nadal. Mm-hmm. You got all these white people way more than these blacks out here.
Like deals with Uniqlo and all that stuff too, so that's also another.
But Serena got deals with Nike.
Yeah, that's fuck what all that. I'm saying. Uniqlo is growing,
and Nike bigger than Uniqlo. Nike bigger than Uniqlo. If you think of another, but Uniqlo got better sizes.
I mean, better prices.
Too, yeah. So, but Nike got those prices because they Nike.
Yeah, that's true.
Let Nike be like, we'll give you $10 a day. Or whatever bullshit contract they throw at me, I'm like, give me that. Just because you would not, it's the name that will carry you.
But do you want royalties?
It depends, because if you got royalties with a shit company, it's almost like I think about it like insurance. You got insurance with a shit ass insurance company,
and that was like the big Lincoln thing too. And almost every year, but the last year, women. Tennis got more views than men's tennis.
Really?
Yep. So.
But then in a case like that,
that's what I'm saying. Like, shit.
Yeah, in a case like that, when I think about it, like, it's always how much money, how much, like, because that's how the world operates, well, to a certain extent. How much green are you producing? But at the end of the day, it does come down to that, because they don't get, if you're producing enough green to more than your counterparts, because it's plenty of women making way more than niggas out here. You producing way more. They're going to be like, you get this beat, this money. This storm has ended.
Yep.
I think that's it, though.
Yeah, that's it.
But we're going to take a shot to just hopefully
women's equal pay.
I don't know why I said that.
Eventually, women's equal pay.
I ain't even gonna say that because hopefully it gets to that point. Okay. You know, like, I'm not gonna take a shot to hope. Like, it's gonna get to that point.
It will.
This is my last shot.
How's it gonna be too?
Have you had? That's your fourth one.
Mm-hmm. Third.
thanks so much for kicking it with us at the Family Reunion. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Reunion Podcast, Instagram at the Family Reunion Podcast. DM us or email us with any questions or suggestions on topics. And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace. I don't really fuck with Crown. Crown is delicious. Like, that's one of the few drinks that you can drink and be like, damn, this is good.